People's Bank, working with businesses and families to achieve their financial goals since 1921. People's Bank provides personal banking, business services, and home lending from 25 Western Washington locations. Info at peoplesbank-wa.com. People's Bank is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Pianist Danae Greenfield from Bellevue, Washington is here, a product of the Newport High School Jazz Program and now a student at the prestigious Berklee College of Music in Boston. She's been playing a lot with her friends around town while she's been back home, and we are thrilled to welcome her to the KPLU studios today with her Seattle buddies Matt Muntz and Miles Lavin on bass and drums, both studying at the Manhattan School of Music. Please help me welcome the Danae Greenfield Trio.
Thank you.
Again, it's Danae Greenfield and her trio, Matt Munson, Miles Lavin at the bass and drums. Danae, tell me what kind of musical upbringing you had. Was there a lot of music in the house when you were a kid?
Sure. It's great to be here. I guess to start out with it, both my parents were actually not brought up musically, so I was kind of the anomaly in my family. It was kind of the kind of thing where my mom was like, hey, do you want to take piano lessons in when I was 6 years old in first grade? And I said, oh, sure, why not? You know, being the six-year-old I was. And I ended up taking classical piano lessons for about 4 or 5 years until sixth grade. But within that, there was the occasional jazz piece. That was sprinkled into my classical repertoire that got me really, really excited. So in sixth grade, I decided to completely switch to jazz piano, and I've been playing that ever since.
It's been working out for you. Got you into Berklee College of Music out in Boston, and I wonder what surprised you most about showing up at the college?
Sure. Well, I came from, like you said, Newport High School, which was a public school, so not an art school. So there was an orchestra and a band program, jazz band, which I was a part of as well, which was very influential for my playing. But Berklee specifically it consists of 4,000 music students. So you're surrounded by people who are into everything from jazz to metal to reggae to rock. So being exposed to all those different genres of music has been definitely surprised me the most upon arriving.
Now, I also wonder about how much music experience you're getting outside of the classroom and whether Berklee College has some sort of a way to help you guys and ladies and gentlemen get gigs around the Boston area and play out in clubs.
Sure, yeah. Berklee is actually really great for that. They have their own music network. So it's just called the Berklee Music Network, and they filter in businesses looking for jazz trios for their holiday parties to weddings to any kind of private events, as well as internships for, you know, engineers and stuff like that. And they filter that all into this one page. So you can apply for those positions, send your resume to them. Mm-hmm. And if they like what they see, then that's been the main way that I've actually gotten gigs outside of school.
We heard one of your own tunes, Shelter, just there. And now a standard Henry Mancini tune. This is Moon River, Danae Greenfield, Matt Munts, and Miles Lavin, piano, bass, and drums, live on KPLU. Thank you. was beautiful. Danae Greenfield leading the trio with Matt Munson, Miles Lavin at the bass and drums. Danae, can you point to anything specific that's been key to developing your own sound? Piano seems like a tough one. There's only a few that I can think that's like, oh, that's Thelonious Monk and, oh, that's Vince Guaraldi. But how do you develop your own sound on the piano?
Sure. Well, I mean, it came from, well, originally from listening to, I don't know, older piano players like Gene Harris, Benny Green, both been really influential, at least in my high school experience with developing my sound. But upon entering Berklee, I was exposed to so many different genres of music that I think I started listening to a lot of everything from indie folk like the Fleet Foxes to Stevie Wonder to Michael Jackson, and all of those I think have definitely compositionally taken my my music in a different direction, which I really like, and I'm excited to see where that goes in the coming years.
And you've also started playing some electric keyboards. Can you tell us about what inspired that and how that's going?
Sure. Well, the main reason actually was because I've been gigging outside of school in Boston. A lot of times places that I'm playing at don't own their own piano. So it was kind of essential for money-making reasons and because I wanted to be playing, you know, outside of school to buy my own keyboard, which I have a Nord now. And it's been really great. I've been able to play a lot of actually funk music in the last year. Specifically, actually, this past summer in Seattle with Alex Steering's band Slight Give, which is kind of a funk, really cool funk band that actually Cole Schuster in the 200 Trio that I'm playing with on Saturday is a part of as well. So,
And we've heard one of your own compositions already. We started the show tonight with, or this afternoon with Shelter, and we've got another one of your compositions, Willow Tree, up next. And I wonder what inspires your compositions. Is it that mix of all the different kinds of music that you're listening to? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. So usually I'll get some kind of an inspiration where I'll just be in the mindset where I want to just compose something. And I guess recently I've tried to make my compositions seem like they're, I don't know, for you guys, I think they're kind of complex for you guys to play, but I've tried to make them as simple as I can for the listener to hear, which is a kind of cool, I don't know, back and forth kind of thing. But yeah, just usually I'll have like a picture in my mind or a concept, like for this next one, Willow Tree. It was inspired by, there's a bunch of willow trees in Boston on this beautiful walkway on the river. So that's what inspired the song. So, yeah.
Let's take a mental journey to Boston and enjoy the willow tree. This is the Danae Greenfield Trio, Matt Munts and Miles Lavin at the bass and drums live on KPLU.